Welcome back to Super Future Friends, where we recap issues of the Legion. And
except this time, sorta.
Oh my god. Well, we've been away for a while. That's because I had a sinus infection and I had no voice, and I would have been coughing very wetly and grossly.
Also, in general, it takes her 3 or 4 days to coax me to read a story.
Especially, okay, this one. This one, I don't blame you if you want to skip this one, because
there was much debate here about whether we should do this issue, because the Legion's not really in it.
They don't even speak in it. Lightning Lad and Kaz are in it.
Sorta.
But you just see them, and they barely do anything.
Yeah, which, it's like, where do you draw the line? Because in a lot of these stories, they just appear in, like, the last panel for some stupid reason and then wander off. So
I guess we're going to draw the line at if they appear and if they do something.
If at least one person speaks to them.
No one spoke to them.
No, somebody didn't. No. Somebody, I thought the guy spoke to him.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
I read that one
he
panel.
He did an action. One action. Okay. But this issue, which is Superman number 157 from November 1962, this issue kind of is a culmination of all the LLs.
Which is another reason there's much debate.
Yes.
It's such a... I don't know who really loved this LL concept, and it's, like, haunting us.
It has to be Siegel.
It's not even haunting us, because this is, like, a bazillion years before I was born, but it feels like it's haunting me.
God, like,
it shows up so much!
And this is, like, the epitome of the LL-ness.
Like, literally, all this is about is LL things.
And it's literally nine pages long? 9 pages long.
But it felt like a million.
But it's, like, tons of text. It took us forever.
Well,
to
I don't think
it.
You understand how interesting talking about LL names are.
Oh my god, Superman is the most boring man in the fucking universe. God damn it, Superman. Okay, so prepare yourself.
For the excitement
of Superman's Day of Doom.
It's called that?
Yes.
It doesn't describe what's going to happen.
You might ask yourself, hasn't Superman just had a Day of Doom where he almost died?
Every other day, like a Day of Doom?
Yeah, because he should get almost killed in every issue, pretty much, in order for there to be a story or anything. Okay, so this is Superman's latest Day of Doom. This is written by Jerry Siegel, art by Kurt Swan and George Klein, edited by Mort Weisinger. Okay, so... Oh, God. Okay, so we start out, and there's Superman, and there's a box, and there's kryptonite inside of it, and he's, like, crying because there's a Superman parade because it's Superman's Day. And
every day is Superman's Day. They sure do have a lot of parades for this man.
They do.
Don't get me wrong, he does a lot of good things. I'm just saying it's a lot of parades.
You're not thankful enough.
It costs a lot of money. Those orphans who are always in buses going to those parades could use that money to eat. I'm just saying.
Okay, so there's like a bubble. It's not like really a thought bubble. It's like a some other place.
Yeah,
bubble.
It's like in this issue he's using his like vision a lot, like to see very far.
But he's not even facing a bubble.
But I think it's just because this is a little half a splash pagey intro thing. So they're trying to get that feel of
whatever.
The whole issue, he's looking at this parade and wishing he wasn't dying.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, this whole issue, he's going to be dying from this kryptonite that's in this box. Pages and pages of that. And going, I wish that someone from that parade would save me.
The parade and honored me full of all my friends.
Yes.
I wish one of them would notice me over here dying.
Yes. That's
which is pretty funny.
The whole story. Okay. So he's like crying, and I'm not even going to read it.
It's very long, but
it's so long.
It is. There's a parade over there. I wish that they would notice I was dying.
So we start out, and of course there is a parade, and it says greetings to Superman.
Oh, what does that mean? Greetings to on Superman. That's an amazing. So there's like
greetings to all on Superman Day.
I think that might be a wild guess. I think it might say greetings to On Superman.
Greetings to On Superman.
I noticed that when I just read that.
I don't know.
Weirdly, for some reason, I didn't read those two panels. I was like, I read that first chunk of text, and I got tired, and I went to the next page. There's a panel of, like, the parade and just the little announcer covering it. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, people walking with banners, and one of them says greetings to On Superman.
Yeah.
And
greetings it says to On Superma. It could be anything after that.
Super Ma, who could it be? I bet there could be a 10-page issue about what the rest of that word was.
Yeah, because you're going to see an 8-page issue of what these letters could stand for. So just wait. It's good. So the announcer's explaining that from the far corners of the universe, spaceships and rockets are bringing gifts from Superman's devoted friends. It looks like Superman's devoted friends are trying to kill the fucking Earth.
Yeah, they look like missiles rocketing towards Earth.
Yeah, it says Happy Superman Day on them.
When greetings did that burn up? Is that written when the one? So on the next page, right? Isn't like one in the water?
Yeah.
When that burn up, it's got like a paper tag coming off of it.
It's not paper. It's space paper.
Oh, I see. Space paper.
It's alien paper. Come on, Kristen. Come on. Don't be ridiculous.
I forgot our paper is inferior compared to space paper.
It's made out of special paper. Space paper trees.
Oh, but that first panel is really special. You have to, like, read it because I'm blind. Okay. And then I'll make my keen observation after you explain.
Okay. Meanwhile, was this Jake's observation?
No, it's mine.
Okay.
I have a filthy mind.
Meanwhile, in the office of the Metropolis Daily Planet, a naval officer speaks to Clark,
Superman
in quoting marks,
in
Kent.
Bold quote.
Clark Superman, Kent. Okay. Mr. Kent, I have an important package here for Superman. An important package!
Package for you.
I understand how you know. I understand you know how to reach him. And Superman's like, chuckle,
you
I want.
Clark.
I'm sorry, Clark. Clark's like, chuckle, I wonder what he'd say if he knew he was actually talking to Superman. And he says,
all day he does that. Only they knew.
I'll be glad to give it to him, sir. By the way, how did the package happen to be scorched? Okay, so this package is kind of fucked up.
It also looks like it has an erection. It's like the weirdest. I don't know how to explain it.
We can't. We just have to post the picture, but this naval officer.
This box looks obscene.
It sounds like a bad joke.
He's got a package for you, and the package looks like it's excited to see Clark Kent. That's all I'm going to say about it.
A sailor walks into a newspaper and says, I've got a package for you, Superman.
And he gives him this weird, obscene-looking box.
It is so... And even when you see what's underneath it, it doesn't look like it could make that weird erection shape. Okay. So, this looks like a baby's bottle or something.
It does look like the Lindo baby's bottle, yeah. Which is also cleaner than the thing that I said it looked like.
Yeah.
I won't repeat it in case children don't
like the other shit we say on this program... Are any less offensive than saying...
I don't want to make too vulgar
observations. You already said you thought the package had an erection.
But if I make another one, then I'm a pervert.
Oh, okay.
And not just making
legitimate observations. Okay, well, this could look like a baby's bottle or... Wait, what did you think that looked like?
No, I'm not going to say it.
Okay, well... It looks horrifying. Okay, well,
it
I'll post the picture and let them
like
decide.
A light bulb, too.
Yeah, it could.
Like in my IKEA.
If you're not, oh, you're right. IKEA light bulb.
But very large. With a paper Superman tag on it.
Okay, it says greetings to Superman on it. So, but that's not what... Did they open this? Because that's not
maybe
what the package is.
Maybe the box... Wait, why is it scorched?
I don't know.
Why is the weird wrapping on the erection package scorched if it showed up in a giant light bulb? Those
sailors opened it up and set it on fire.
Well, as we can see, it's perfectly alright to open things that are meant for Superman and play with them.
Oh my god. Okay, yeah. Yeah, okay. So
this thing has come from outer space, and this naval officer has shown up and said, Clark Kent, you know Superman here. This is for Superman.
Clark's like, okay.
He's like, awesome, I'll give it to
you. How did it get burnt? He said, well, it came in from space, so, you know, on entering the Earth's atmosphere, it burned up a bit, got scorched. Okay, that's why it's scorched. And we don't understand exactly why the package...
That's why he's saying it's scorched. Let's
okay, well, we don't know what these sailors did to it.
Cody Hammars, you can't...
They probably
can't see
tortured it or something. Okay, so... And then these two bitches Lois Lane and TV... Lana Lang's a TV reporter?
She is?
It says she's a TV reporter.
Huh.
Huh.
Well, it also says that she's there to visit her friend Lois. She's in town visiting her friend
Lois.
Wait,
where does it say that?
It said it because... Wait, I am really blind.
Oh, no.
Her visiting friend in the yellow. It says her visiting friend, TV reporter, like...
Oh, visiting friend, okay.
Visiting friend, but... She's not Lois Lane's visiting friend.
Did you not pay attention to that other issue where they decided to become friends?
BFFs.
That's another
L. Isn't her, like, lifelong friend Clark Kent sitting a foot from her?
Fuck him. She found something a little more interesting. Mm. Her and Lois have a lot in common.
Like LL names?
And being journalists. And
Clark's a journalist, too! And she's known him since they were, like... babies!
Moving along! So these two ladies come over
and are immediately opening this freaking package.
This package that's for Superman. They just open it. And even Clark's like, but girls, it's for Superman. And they're like,
don't touch my stuff. What the hell?
And they're like, okay. They don't even acknowledge him.
Yeah, they don't reply.
They don't reply at all. And he's like, might as well let them open it before they explode from curiosity.
Or explode from the space gift of who knows what could be a weapon.
Ah,
I'm just saying.
You've got enemies that are aliens, dude. I don't know.
They try and kill you regularly.
Okay, so Lois says, according to this letter, it's in the package, it's a gift from the Cybern Galaxy for Superman because he once helped them defeat an invasion of giant insects. And Lana's like, this instruction sheet says it's a predicting machine that can answer three questions about the future. And then she's like, but that's ridiculous. Okay, let's stop. It's from aliens.
for Superman.
Who is another alien.
Who can fly and he's really strong and has lasers out of his eyes.
For helping defeat an invasion of giant insects. And he has friends from the future.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of other aliens. Frankly.
And a super... fucking shit, Lana Lang! What the fuck is wrong with you?
This is unbelievable.
And she's like, "That. What part of that is ridiculous, Lana?" Okay. Okay, but it gets better. Okay, so Lois seems to find this funny. Lana and Lois just... they think it's funny. Lois is like, just listen to this. The predictor is supposed to answer any three problems about the future. All you do is ask your question in front of this microphone, and that's what the erection
was.
Yeah,
yeah. In a different location.
But yeah, in a different, completely different location.
Maybe we're seeing it in an angle in that first one.
No.
I'm trying to make it not an erection, okay?
Look how long that... No. Kurt Swan, we know what you're up to. He's dead.
Aww.
Yeah, it just gets worse.
Aww.
So, Clark's like, now look, girls, I think you'd better stay away from that gadget. Superman might get annoyed. And he's thinking, the Cybernians are mathematical geniuses. That's probably some advanced kind of computer. And, of course, again, they ignore him. Jimmy's funny. Like, relax, Clark.
And then Jimmy shows up, and he also is like,
meh. Jimmy's like, relax, Clark, that mechanical fortune teller is probably just a hoax. I'll bet that Navy officer was just a delivery boy in hired costume.
Why would that? That's an assumption Superman would make.
That's a super assumption right there.
That is a super assumption.
And Lois is like, Jimmy's right, Clark.
She's a great reporter. They base everything on facts.
And she says, the machine's probably a phony, but just for laughs, suppose we ask it to make a prediction. This is Superman's present.
It only makes three predictions.
Makes three predictions. Lois wants to use one of the three predictions about the future. On nothing.
Whatever.
On whatever. For laughs. Okay. This it gets better, though. Okay.
Better is an interesting choice of words.
Okay, predictor, try this one on your crystal ball. What is the name of the... This is what she asked. What is the name of the girl that Superman will marry? And then Clark's like, but Lois, you mustn't. Dot, dot, dot. He's like, too late, the machine's out. You could have shoved her out of the way, dude. You're
super,
not
super
powerless against this bitch.
You're the extreme opposite of powerless.
Too late, the machine's already printing the answer. If that predictor really works, I'll know the name of my future mate in just a moment.
I like when people say mate.
Mate.
I often call my husband my mate.
So, Lois is like, okay, so the answer comes out. Guess what the answer is.
Just guess. Here, we'll give you a second.
Okay.
Guess? Are you guessing?
You guessing?
Did you guess it? Door Explorer this. Say it out loud to the...
We're staring at you vapidly.
Yeah.
With no soul in our eyes.
And we go, that's right.
That's right, kids. Ow, ow is what comes out of this predictor. Ow, ow. It doesn't say, names.
Just
ow, ow. Okay. So, Lois is like, ow, ow, what kind of a phony answer is that? Those initials might mean Lana Lane or Lois Lane.
And then Clark's like, or...
Or...
Hey, you know, you read through this and then I'll find out the problem.
Or Laura Lamaris. That mermaid girl, or Linda Lee, or any of the other girls with the initials LL I have met in my career.
Now, we got a few pages past this before I stopped and went,
Wait a second.
Did he just say Linda Lee, his cousin?
His little cousin.
His tiny little girl cousin.
Tiny little girl cousin.
Possible future mate. His little girl cousin.
You know who I would take out of that equation if I was guessing? Is my cousin.
My tiny cousin.
But apparently he's still thinking about the idea that even though it's forbidden on Krypton, that he could bang his little 16-year-old cousin.
Little orphan cousin. I guess she's not an orphan anymore, but she'll always be an orphan to me.
If you start out as an orphan, I think you're always considered...
An orphan?
Aren't you... You don't stop
I
being...
I mean, she got parents.
That means she's an adopted orphan. Aren't you still an orphan? If your parents die, doesn't that mean you're an orphan?
Yeah, but then you got new parents.
Little Orphan Annie's still an orphan. It's in the title.
Did she get adopted?
I think she gets adopted.
I didn't watch that.
I did not watch it either. But I think you're still an orphan if, yeah, because Bruce Wayne's an orphan, but I'm assuming...
He didn't get adopted.
I'm assuming Alfred... Anyways! Okay, there's lots of problems here with orphans
and wanting to bang your cousin.
Your 16-year-old cousin. Let's all think about that for a second. Okay. Accept it. It gets better. Okay. So, Paraway Bustin, he's like, Jimmy, get away from that fortune-telling gadget and get back to work.
I think he knows what it is.
He doesn't say...
Was he in the room?
Was he listening in? He just knows that Jimmy's fucking around.
Yeah.
He can just sense it. So, I've got two out-of-town assignments waiting for you as soon as the parade is over. And Jimmy's like, okay, boss. But then he goes back to the fortune-telling machine, and he goes, suppose we give this gadget a real test. Okay, predictor, tell me where I'm going on my out-of-town assignments. And, again, Clark's like, hold it, Jimmy, you can't... And
everybody ignores.
Too late, Jimmy activated the machine. That's the second question. They're wasting Superman's questions on Superman Day!
About the future! It's not like, he got three gumballs out of a machine. It's like, questions about the future.
Oh my god, these people are dickbags. Okay, and so Jimmy's like, where am I going on my out-of-town assignments, predictor machine? And the machine says, LL. And he's like, what a hoax, it just makes LL. Except Clark's like, it isn't a hoax. Perry told me he's sending Jimmy to Las Vegas and Los Angeles.
Wouldn't that be like LV and LA?
No. The aliens don't know what does and doesn't have a L abbreviation. This doesn't make any sense. This is fucking crazy. Okay, so next panel it cuts to Perry in the in his office. And this gangster guy is drawn really well. He's on the phone. This gangster guy's on the phone with Perry, and he's like, we'll teach you, White. Which I almost read as Whitey.
He's not. It's a different sort of insult.
Yeah. We'll teach you, White. Clark Kent?
You can't read.
I can't. Why do I have this podcast? Okay. Clark Kent put half our gang in jail on that diamond smuggling rap. We'll knock him off during today's Superman Day parade. Today's Superman Day parade.
Why does he say it like that?
Today's Superman Day parade.
I like that you're holding a fake phone while you're
trying to... I am! This should be a video podcast. No, it shouldn't.
This is me flailing and you making odd hand gestures.
And Perry's like, your threats don't scare me, Buzzer. But then in his head, he's like, I may talk tough, but these hoodlums mean business. I better warn Clark.
Well, I like that he's like, whatever, your threats mean nothing to me. But the threats are against him. Like, if somebody wanted to meet, was like, I'm going to beat up Britney Spears. And like, okay. Like, it's the equivalent of what he's doing. He's like, whatever, it doesn't mean nothing.
Well, he's his personal friends with Clark, so maybe he cares a little bit more.
I don't know.
Okay.
He gets fed up with him in, like, a second here.
Don't worry about it. So, he's, like, goes next door and tells, like, Clark about how the mob wants to put a hit on him. He's like, Perry's like, don't worry, I told those guys to fuck off and go fuck themselves, and you're not afraid. No, he didn't say that.
I wish he did.
That'd be amazing. And,
I told him to try everything.
He's like, but don't let those underworld threats scare you, Clark. I've arranged to give you a full police escort all day. And he's like, but boss, I can take care of myself. I don't need an escort.
And this just makes him sound crazy.
Yeah. And he's like, as Superman, I'm invulnerable to any attack. Blah, 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 blah.
Thinking, I'm Superman. He doesn't know I'm Superman. Also, if he has a police escort, he can't sneak away to the parade.
Yes.
Because he'll have police.
Yeah, he's supposed to lead the parade, by the way. Lead the parade.
Because it's Superman and Superman Day. And he's Superman.
They keep saying Superman Day and Superman's Day. I don't know which
Superman it is. Superman Day and Superman's Day.
Huh. Anyways, that's not important at all.
No, none of this is.
It's not. No, this is
none of it.
It's painful. Okay,
it's only like halfway through.
Ah, this is page 4, and there's so much text. Okay. So he's like, "Look, Perry, I'll prove to you that I'm not in danger. There's one question left on this predictor. I'll ask it to predict what will happen to me if I get in trouble." And Perry's like, that predictor's a fake.
Everybody thinks it's a fake. This thing that's not even for them that they're all playing with.
So he thinks it's a fake, but he says, suit yourself. He's like, okay, predictor, assuming I'm in danger today, who will save me? This is a trick question.
Yeah. What if he wasn't going to be in danger?
Yeah. But, like, even it should... he's looking for it to say Superman. But that doesn't make sense either, because the thing should just say... could say you, or it could say...
Clark Kent?
Clark, we'll just say, like, you won't need saving because you are Superman. You get what I'm saying?
Like, I could say nothing because it doesn't... It's not a...
Okay, so...
Or it could scream at you, I suppose.
So, of course, the predictor says, another LL.
It's of just, course.
And he says, that predictor is probably broken, but I still say I don't need a police escort. And Perry's like, okay. Like, he just...
Okay. This guy just told me he's gonna kill you, but I'll give up after you insist once.
He says, if you want to risk your full neck, go right ahead. So, Superman goes flying off above the city, and he's like, I can't forget about the predictor.
Why is that his voice? He sounds a little sexy or drunk. I'm not sure.
Superman's a little sexy. A little sexy. I'm not attracted to dumb people.
So. Aww.
It's useless if you're that stupid. It's useless.
That's
useless
he,
to
that's
me.
Why he has to get smart friends. He can't help it.
He only has one smart friend.
If he's really smart too, then he could kill us all.
So he says, I can't forget about the predictor. It's not like the Cybernians to try to hoax me. Oh well, I'd better forget it and concentrate on this patrol.
I'm just gonna forget about this weird future predicting device I got that seems to be working weird or not at all.
So
I answered my question about me being in danger today, which means I will be in danger today, by the way.
Does it? We don't know. Don't spoil it. Okay. So
from the first page that showed him in danger.
Then we don't know if that's know. Real.
Totally unrelated picture.
A dream. He says he's flying around and he sees an elephant.
Which I had hoped would eat him.
I thought the elephant was holding crutches. Right?
It does look like crutches.
I was like, what is
it
the elephant
totally
doing?
Looks like he's got a broken leg.
And it's a very nicely drawn elephant.
Oh, yeah, the elephant is really cute. And it does indeed look like he's holding crutches.
Well That's done, awesome. Kurt Swan. He's probably good at drawing elephants because he's a swan.
What? No, this isn't. That was the worst thing you've ever said.
So he says, oh no, it's Tim. Oh, it's Tembo,
oh,
the giant.
Oh, oh.
No, be quiet!
Oh. I'm sorry, I'm gonna do it every time.
It's Tembo, the giant The giant elephant.
As opposed to that tiny elephant next door.
It's a giant elephant. Okay.
Everybody knows the elephant's name. You know what kind of the elephant in town?
That is cute.
I'm sure that the Seattle Zoo has an elephant. I do not know its name.
We've also never been to the zoo.
Gets out, like, every other day. I worked at a zoo.
You didn't know the
putting
elephant
temporary
name?
Tattoos on tiny squirming children.
You really didn't know the elephant's name?
No.
Do they have names?
I don't know. There were monkeys between me and everything, so I didn't go over there a lot.
Okay, Kristen has, again, a phobia with monkeys. But that's neither here nor there, because there are no monkeys in this issue. This elephant!
Sometimes I just want to bring up my trauma, okay?
It's okay, Kristen.
There's so much trauma, so just
they can't find you here. It's okay. You're in a safe place.
They're ugly.
You're in a safe place. There's no... So, there's this giant elephant that's on the rampage. But it just looks like it's hanging out.
With crutches.
With crutches. It says, and all the zookeepers are watching the parade?
It's like everyone just abandons their jobs to go to this parade.
Yeah, what the fuck? What kind of day is
it? I mean, somehow they're abandoning their jobs to let an elephant out, though. Like, they're usually in a thing they can't get out of, whether you're standing there and watching them or not.
Well, what the elephant did is it grabbed its... it grabbed it some bars somehow and ripped it out of the ground. It was just waiting for the zookeepers to leave.
Just went.
And just like, oh my god, they're gone.
I think it got the crutches.
Freedom.
Held them and it did a sort of long jump thing. You know, the one with the stick? What's that called?
That might be the long jump.
The high jump? The long jump? I don't know. You know, with the stick.
Yeah, stick.
I think it did it with the crutches and got over the wall.
What I think is that the keys were laying just outside of the pen, and he got the crutches.
It was laying outside the pen with a man in crutches.
Yes.
And the elephant beat him to death. Took his crutches and the keys. And went to go have a day. A wonderful elephant-free day.
This elephant just wants freedom, Superman.
He immediately puts him in a little cage. It's like the smallest cage. Like animal cruelty cage.
It's like super small.
He like it's grabs like, metal poles and like puts them around the elephant in a circle so the elephant's in a little cage.
This elephant can't even turn around this shit.
Gosh, Superman.
But if it got out of its pen, which were made out of pipes.
In theory.
How isn't it just going to get out of this elephant cage made out of also pipes?
Made out of possibly the same pipes? Because it looks like he took them from the elephant.
He says they're rails. I don't know if he means...
From, like, a train?
A train needs those, Superman.
What they don't show in this issue is a giant train crash.
There's a lot of problems in this issue. Okay, well, that done...
Elephant captured.
That has nothing to do with anything, as far as I can tell.
No, it doesn't. Neither does the next thing that happens that is actually the point of the story.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with anything.
None of these stories have... Technically, what is a comic? And what does it mean to...
Are we really here?
Yeah, let's get all... what's that asshole like, that does that... That book about comics and shit.
I don't know who you're talking about.
It's like... Oh,
the Highlander?
Who? No! Like, fucking shit! You went to art school. But like,
yeah, I took a class that immediately forced them out of my mind.
Anyway, it's a boring-ass book with this guy talking about, it's an eye, but it's a symbol of an eye.
Oh, wow.
It's
no,
like
no,
how to read, reading
about.
Comics. Or, whatever. You
There's
see,
a book on reading comics?
It's horrible. But they
well,
like...
Then explain to me how to read this.
Yes, it like literally tells you what order to go in.
Oh my goodness.
I'm not kidding. You've seen it.
I've been
you've
turning
seen
the
it.
Book upside down. I'm turning it from the back.
No wonder.
Was he in this next panel, is he going to clean up the field? Is he on the way to his parade and he wants to stop and pick up these baseball supplies? Wasn't that a weird panel? He's like...
Okay, wait. Let's tell you what's going on this panel. The next panel, he sees the public parks are empty, and there's like a sandlot, and the baseball players just left all their shit there. Little kids that just left all their shit because they were so excited to go see the parade. Apparently, just Metropolis shuts down when there's a Superman parade.
So
nothing else.
Is, I'm gonna go to Metropolis and just rob everything.
That's why Superman's on patrol right now.
Oh, because he knows.
Because he knows.
Except all he does is stop an elephant and try and pick up baseball supplies.
I don't even know if he's gonna pick them up. He just looked at them
and derails the train.
And then he's. He goes down to the ground of this baseball place.
And then it gets awesome!
And
awesome.
Bizarro shows up.
Now, I know a lot of people like Bizarro.
I don't know if you people know who Bizarro is. I'm sure
he's
you do.
He's been in a hole for the entirety of your life. Maybe you don't.
But at a certain point, the creators of Superman thought, he fights a lot of people. Wouldn't it be cool if he fought a white, crackly zombie, mentally handicapped version of himself that talks like a caveman? And then someone, I assume the editor, Mort Weisinger, was like, that is a great idea, Mr. Siegel. Let's make that happen. And so they did. And so Bizarro was born.
And now there are all sorts of Bizarros, of every character you can imagine.
The Legion has met its Bizarro self. And I pretend that those issues didn't happen.
I pretend all Bizarro issues. It's so weird. People like Bizarro, though. I don't know. I'm just uncomfortable when I read Bizarro.
Because to me, he reads as a mentally handicapped person. And it's really discomforting to think about Superman beating up a mentally handicapped person. It's so weird.
It is weird.
I think he's just supposed to be kind of this. They probably just thought, oh, we're going to make a weird version of Superman. Just kind of a weird version. But they didn't realize that, like, it just kind of comes off weird. Like, weird in the other way. Like, a modern audience, like, feels sorry for him. If you watch the cartoon when they deal with Bizarro, it's really sad. Like, I cry during those episodes. Because it's really sad. And, like, Superman's, like, kind of, like, doesn't want to fight him too much. Because it's fucked up. God. Okay, so I guess we're too young to, like, see Bizarro in any other light than, like...
A little uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable character.
Don't fight Bizarro. So he doesn't talk backwards enough for me, I think is the real problem.
Yeah.
I think he would read more as, like, a weird, messed up... The weird version, a weird backwards version. Yeah. If he only says a few things... In revert, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, they're not very consistent with it.
Yes, if everything he said was the opposite word that he meant, it would be more like, oh, he's a weird mirror version.
Yeah.
But instead it's like one word out of like the seven sentences he said.
I mean, I could accept if he like spoke backwards, but then he just, because he's dumb. And Superman is dumb, so it extra doesn't make any sense.
You've been really smart.
Exactly. Because you don't need an opposite Superman, you already have Batman. Someone with no powers that's smart versus someone that's retarded and has every power. Oh, Superman.
Superman.
This doesn't make any sense. Okay, so...
So anyway, Bizarro shows
Bizarro up. Wants to bring Superman a present, too. And I think you guys can guess what's going to be inside this box. Wait for it. Kryptonite. That's right. Kryptonite. And Superman's like, shit! Just kryptonite right in the... There's no, like hesitating, just right in the face. Just right... Box
it's
open right...
Giant piece too.
It's like this... it's like a watermelon.
Yeah.
Couple watermelons.
Like a baby size. A good armful of baby.
Where the fuck did he get this?
I don't know.
Oh, God. He's like...
And also the next, like, little narrative box is uncomfortable too.
Yep. he's like, oh, Superman, you must love it, you're, like, fainting, and, but in Bizarro speak, which I'm not going to imitate, and, Superman's like, Bizarro, gas, that kryptonite is destroying me, take it away, and then Bizarro says that he is not an Indian giver, so, he's not going to take it back.
Don't worry, I'm Native American. I'm not offended.
I'm sorry, Kristen! I'm so sorry that you had to read this!
But that's not the part I meant!
Oh, no?
I meant, it's like the weird S&M comment. It's in the yellow narrative box.
Readers, back on Bizarro's twisted world, everything is the opposite of what it is on Earth. Pain is pleasure and torment is joy.
Yeah, that was the part that I found uncomfortable, but it's very sweet that she thought I was offended by Indian giver.
Oh, Kristen. I'm still sorry.
I'm an Indian giver, so it's alright.
No! That doesn't even make sense.
But I thought that was a creepy narrative box.
Because extra doesn't make sense because he's, like, happy that... He's feeling joy, but wants him to be in pain, so it...
Yeah, shouldn't Bizarro be leaving mad?
Yeah.
But he's leaving happy, which means happy is happy. I don't know. They were simpler times.
simpler, more racist, more fucked up times.
You read nerd boxes like that say things that sound like S&M. You're not supposed to think of them like that.
I hate this issue.
Oh.
And then he goes, "Oh, my super shakes was going fast. If only there was someone here to take away that kryptonite."
And then what I was thinking, cause so he's on the ground with this box next to him of kryptonite, and it's, like, killing him. And I'm like, can't you just roll away? Like,
apparently not.
Like, I know he gets weak, the kryptonite's immediately killing him, but I've seen Superman do a few heroic acts while still dying from kryptonite. Like, mustering the strength. And he's just in a field. I would think he could just roll, just... He's on the ground laying already, just roll. I'm doing it, you can't see
Kristen,
me.
Kristen, if you...
I'm trying to roll away. I think that if I was Superman and there was a giant ball of kryptonite next to me, I could roll away.
Well, if I was Superman...
You'd enslave us all.
Yes, so this would never happen. You know what, I would go and I'd find all the kryptonite and get the fuck rid of it.
Yeah.
But he doesn't.
There's so
he did, like, in a recent issue of Superman / Batman, where him and Batman are precious friends and holding hands, and he's like, "Batman, I don't like kryptonite." And Batman's like, "Let's go find all the kryptonite together, Superman."
I don't think it happened like that.
It did. You need to read that shit. It's like,
did make me read that, actually.
Yeah, let's go find all the kryptonite and go on a cool adventure together, find it all, and we'll get rid of it, and you'll never be in danger again, Superman.
Oh, that was Batman's voice?
Yes. Can't you tell?
Why does Batman sound really high-pitched girl? Why is Batman more high-pitched than you?
That's just my voice.
You're bad at impersonation.
I am. And so then they make out a lot. I love that comic.
It didn't happen. Yeah. I read that comic.
So
back to the issue.
I just want this issue to go away. Maybe if I ignore it.
It's not gonna go away if we keep talking about every other thing that comes to mind.
Okay, so he's laying there. He's like, "Oh, that predictor thing said that I would be saved by someone with the initials LL." And then he goes through the people that he that he knows that have the initials LL. He's like, Laura Lamaris, Lana Lane, Luma Lumini. Lex Luthor, Lois Lane, Linda Lee, the cousin I want to make
about
out.
Your cousin. Yeah. Stop it.
Lightning Lad, which is not his real name.
Yeah.
God damn it. So he's like, "Choke, that predictor might be right. All my life, my fate has weirdly connected me with people whose initials are..." It's not weird! It's stupid writing! Okay, so he's like, "Wait, my friends, they'll all be at the parade, even Laura Lamaris the mermaid. They have Lori dumped into this tank. They're making her do tricks." Okay, so he uses his telescopic vision. And, oh, he tries to, like, send thought waves at Lori. So that she'll fucking... How is she gonna help him? She's in a fucking tank.
She can tell everyone.
Okay. Okay, I'll accept that.
And
all right.
She can't run over there with her sail and all.
He slowly rolls from the kryptonite, and she rolls out of the tank. And then
so
it's like...
They meet in the middle.
It's 10 pages of that. Or 10 issues.
They're rolling at each other and talking about it.
Then she's like, "Oh, wait, she's using the electric eels to make my name, and they're making electricity in her little tank, so..." And not killing her, by the way. And it's, like, blocking thought waves.
So the eels in the tank with her are spelling out Superman in electricity and eel bodies.
PETA would have a lot of problems with this issue.
I think so.
Yeah. So what's weird is in the first tank... Picture the tank. She's got two eels.
Yeah. It's like 50 to spell out Superman.
Yes. Like a million eels for Superman. So, then he's like, "Oh, girl, the pain is getting worse."
Yeah, so eel electricity stops telepathy,
So Mermaid's not going to help him. So then he's like, "Oh, it's Cosmic Boy and Lightning Lad." And Lightning Lad's initials are LL. And Lightning Lad's like shooting electricity. "Oh, well, maybe he sees me. And maybe he's the LL." And lightning bolts hit a tree next to Superman.
Like, right next to him.
Like, literally, like, a foot away, okay? So he's like, "Oh, yeah, that's it." It's like, Garth's trying to, like...
He's trying to blast the kryptonite, is what
blast the kryptonite away from me. Then he's like, watches some more with his supervision, and he's like, oh, wait, Lightning Lad is just helping some people that ran out of flash bulbs?
Helping him take pictures.
Yeah, this photographer is like, your brilliant bulbs enabled me to take my pictures anyhow, even though my flash bulbs burn out. And
So understand this. Lightning Lad was assisting someone to take some pictures by shooting electricity haphazardly into wherever, where it struck a tree and lit it on fire and probably knocked it down on a baseball field that tiny children play on, where a tiny child or an old person or a bird or a dog could have been standing right there shooting lightning.
It would have been hilarious if the tree had fallen over on top of Superman. Because it kind of looks like it's going
it does,
to.
It does. The Doom was actually like, his dumbass friend shot a tree.
Oh my god.
When he was weak.
This is beautiful. So.
And that's it for
Lightning Lad.
Yeah.
And any Legionnaire appearance inside this horrible issue. So if you're waiting for it.
That was it.
That was it.
I hope it was worth it.
It's not. I'm already regretting this. It was a bad idea.
Okay, now we're into it. You can't regret this. We're gonna keep going.
So then he uses telescope vision, and he's, like, looking around, and he sees Lana Lang and Lois Lane inside of a helicopter with some creepy dude sitting in between them, yeah, piloting it.
He looks super creepy.
Because ladies can't pilot planes, we know. And so he's like, oh, maybe they're going to see me. And they seem to see him, and they're, like...
making fun of him.
They're, like, laughing. He's like, oh, they're so cruel. And Lois is like, how did he ever get into such a fix? Let's help him. And but it turns out they're talking about like a Superman balloon, like
a giant parade balloon.
Yeah, giant parade balloon of Superman, and he's like caught on like a pole, and fucking Lois just fucking by a rope out of a helicopter.
She had a little skirt too.
No, those look like pants.
Oh, okay.
Those are pants. But it's just, what the hell, Lois? Just fucking...
That's not in your job description.
Yeah.
Rappel out of a helicopter.
They tossed a rope out of the helicopter. Lois is hanging onto the rope to untangle the Superman balloon. like at least 9 stories off the ground.
I mean, I've done that before.
Oh, yeah.
It was Garfield.
You wanted to save Garfield balloon, Kristen?
I like that balloon. That's a lie. I don't like that balloon.
What issue would be complete without tunneling?
Oh, my. And so, who better to tunnel?
Than Supergirl.
Indeed.
So, in the next panel, he looks downwards with his telescopic vision.
Which I wouldn't think to look down.
That's because you're not Superman. You're not super smart like Superman.
Yeah, he's a genius.
I can't even... It's just like,
you just trail off into drunk and nowhere.
I should be drunk. I could get drunk. I have a little bottle sitting here. I can get drunk.
You just have booze on your
desk. Make this better.
You're drunk.
And so he looks down. He sees Supergirl tunneling. And she's returning from some mission below the Earth's surface. She must be coming to save it. Yes, that's it. Her secret identity is Linda Lee. She must be the LL who will rescue me. And that I'm fated to make out with. Gross. And, but no. Supergirl comes out of the ground, and she's holding a statue made of diamond of Superman.
Oh!
2 panels. We get both statues and tunneling.
Awesome.
Well done. Well done. Horrible issue. And some guy's like, magnificent. We'll put it in the Superman Museum.
Or you could sell it and feed all the orphans in the city. It's made of diamonds.
No, they have to honor Superman.
I like how easily she could just get diamonds.
Yes. She said she plunged through the earth and carved a statue of him out of diamond lode. I don't know what that is. But I assume she found a giant chunk of diamond in the ground and she made a Superman statue out of it. She's got pretty good carving abilities, actually.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
They all are, for some reason, very good at making replicas of each other.
Maybe back in the day, they were really good at making statues of people.
Maybe they had a lot of time in their hands.
Yeah.
And they just sat around and sculpted and whittled and...
This issue's so fucking boring, I'm dying. Okay, so, I guess this is the mayor. It looks like the... I'm gonna say it's the mayor. He says, the parade is a complete success. How does a parade become a success?
When is it bad? I guess if stuff catches on fire.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
That's true. He's like, but Superman hasn't shown up. I would call that not a success if Superman doesn't show up to your parade for Superman.
Parade for Superman.
On Superman Day. And he said, he was supposed to lead the procession. And Supergirl's like, it's not like Superman to disappoint his friends. He's probably on some vital mission.
That's She's really cute right there, too, by
She's
the way.
Really sensible. This her guy's, this guy's sleeping.
Yeah, this old man sleeping behind.
Who is that asshole just sleeping? You can't sleep on Superman Day. Next, Supergirl's sitting right next to him. Snore, sleep.
He sees her all the time.
Okay, whatever. So he's like, Superman, cut back to Superman. Superman's like, superpower's gone. I'm dying. No more LLs to help me. Not even Luma Lanai or Lex Luthor. Luma has no superpowers except on her planet. And Luthor is a prisoner on a robot world.
Also,
what?
Yeah.
What?
Also, he didn't even need to think about that. He also hates him, which would be the main reason. But also, what?
Maybe they're not in a hating stage in their relationship right
well,
now.
Well, he isn't saving him from his robot prison or whatever he just said.
Prisoner on a robot world. Okay. So, no, I would not put him with a bunch of robots.
Yeah.
So, then some kids show up. Those kids who apparently didn't give a shit about the parade anymore came back.
They have ADD, all right.
Okay.
They were super excited for a minute, and then they were like, where's our baseball stuff?
Oh, he said, oh, okay, the parade must be over.
Oh,
that's why they're
coming
back.
I like that he's dying for, like, the entire... Have you ever seen... A parade is long. This kryptonite is not fast-killing, and he couldn't roll away, okay? This just entered unbelievable zone.
Just now?
Just now. Just because of this and not all that other stuff. Because the parade is super long and boring, and he was just laying there thinking about it. I was not rolling away.
Oh, my God. Okay. This kid is the smartest kid in the history of children and the history of Superman comics. He's like, it's Superman. He's been hurt by some kryptonite. Don't worry, Superman. I'll have that kryptonite inside that lead box in just a minute. And he slams the little box closed. And Superman's like, thanks, lad. You were just in the nick of time. Another second or two, dot, dot, dot. He doesn't say, I was going to die. I was going to die, tiny child. You're going to come back to your baseball game. There'll be a dead Superman laying in the middle of your baseball field.
Also, a tree was on fire.
And so, he takes the box, and he throws it into space, which it'll probably come back to haunt him.
Throw it into the sun, Superman, not just into general space.
Okay, whatever. And so, and the little boy's like, gosh, what a pitching arm. Yeah, he's Superman, you little brat. This is, he's like, I owe you my life, son. What's your name? And he's like, I bet his initials are LL. And the little boy's like, my name's Steve. Steven Snappin'. That's a horrible name.
Fake name.
My name's Fakety Fake Fake. I wonder if it was a real kid.
I wish it was Stephen McGee.
I wonder if it was like, it's like a some kid that wrote in or something. Because it seems like one of those.
If it is, that kid has the fakest sounding name.
Steve Snappin. That sounds horrible.
It just sounds really fake.
That's a fake name.
It's the double S. How come he's not going on for an hour about double S's now? I bet he knows a lot of people with double S's.
I bet he does. Fucking shit. So he's like, I was glad to help you, Superman. And he's like, Steven Snappin'? That predictor was wrong after all. I wasn't rescued by anyone with initials LL. Gasp, wait, the lettering on the back of the Steve's uniform. It says Little League. No, Little League does not count. Not everything is an LL. If his name is not LL, then it can't be LL. I don't care if it says Little League on the back of his shirt. That doesn't make any sense.
It's
no.
Like, remember we watched that horrible movie, the number 23?
Yes!
And they told you in the movie, they're like, well, of course you see dumb, weird number patterns that always equal the thing if you're looking for it.
Oh, my God. That is what Superman...
I think you got that problem.
Yes, I think you're totally right. Oh, my God.
You can make Las Vegas and L.A. LL. And this boy with an S name, but his shirt says Little League.
I'm surprised he didn't just snap that kid's neck for not having an LL name. I'll just lay here and wait for an LL person to show up. Crazy. Little League, so that's it. The LL fated to save my life was a Little Leaguer. What a strange quirk of destiny. I must think of some fitting reward for Steve.
By the way, what a useless machine.
Holy shit, yes.
It's like, oh, it'll answer some questions about the future. In the vaguest, most useless, unhelpful way that doesn't actually give you any information.
That's the worst present they could possibly have given him.
Which
Drive Superman Crazy Machine,
what you don't
is what
know
it's
is when he came to their planet and saved them from the insect people, he also killed all of their children.
I and ate them.
It was an accident. He's a little clumsy sometimes.
Maybe he, like, told them his L... They, like, head him over, and he just bored them to tears with his LL shit.
Want to hear something interesting?
Okay, so I know all of you are wondering, what present did he give Little Leaguer Steven Snabbin? It's not good.
We just trail off and go to sleep right now before finishing.
That night, Steve and his teammates are Superman's guests of honor at the Great Stadium Rally. And now, friends, let me introduce the real hero of today's celebration, the lad who saved my life, Steven Snabbin. Everyone's like, hooray.
I think that they don't know how he saved his life.
Yeah.
He's not explaining that.
Yeah. Now you belong to me, Steven Snabbin. I'm going to put you in my trophy room.
Oh, he brings all those little boys there.
No.
He's got, like, a whole team back there. Also, this has nothing to do with the issue that's finally over, thank God. But then I went two pages further, and there's an amazing picture that you have to post. You can post the Hawkman one, too,
yeah.
But the Aquaman one is amazing. It's like a little Aquaman and a little tiny, adorable Aqualad. And for some reason, they look like they're rolling. They're, like, somersaulting through space and time. I don't know what's going on.
Dancing very badly.
But in a whirling from, like, your head to your feet motion, it makes no sense.
You know when you, like, do exercises with a tiny child? That's kind of what it looks like. Because, you know, the little kid can't do them very well.
So I want to know what they're doing. It looks so cute.
We'll post this, and anyone knows what the fuck they're doing.
I want that on a shirt. It makes no sense.
Oh, Christmas. what else? That's the end of that.
It's finally over.
That was horrible. I never want to hear about LLs again. Jesus Christ.
I'm sure we're going to hear about it in, like, every issue after this for the rest of our lives.
Supergirl's LL doesn't even mean anything, because it's not a real name.
Yeah. And Lightning Lad's not his name.
He probably just gave her that name like a psycho. Now you will be LL as well.
Lindley.
He probably has like an LL like nickname for Jimmy too. All his friends, he has like secret LL nicknames for them.
Oh.
Oh my God.
So that's over and I feel older now.
We got our toys in the mail. We told you guys last time about Legion of Superheroes toys.
What we really told you about was if we didn't get them, we'd kill you all.
Kristen said that she would
that.
Kill
that
you.
That was you.
No!
What? Even though I just said it again.
So, we got our toys. They came very quickly.
Times two.
We got them even before Matthew over at Major Spoilers got them. But he got them as a cute little present from Steven. That's
aww.
Really cute. On their 100th episode, Steven gave Matthew Legion of Superhero toys as a present, and that's so cute.
You didn't give me anything for our
23rd issue? What are you talking? Okay, if we make it to issue 100, I'll give you whatever you want.
I'll hold you that.
Okay.
Whatever I want.
Yeah.
I'll just, like, every night now, I'll be like, we should record 5.
So if you heard it here on episode 23, Kristen gets whatever she wants if we get to the episode 100.
That's awesome because I want crazy shit.
It'd probably just be a toy that you want.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
Or like something made out of cheese and potatoes.
That's a good idea.
How excited! Do you hear the excitement?
Those are my favorite things, toys and cheese and potatoes.
But on the episode, like, Rodrigo was like, oh, the Super Future Friends girls are going to be jealous because Matthew got his toys. But we already had them!
And we bought 2 sets each.
Kristen has not opened hers.
And I will not! I will not open them!
Okay, listen. She bought 2 sets with the intent that she would open one.
You open yours so I saw them. I don't need to open mine ever. I'll be buried with them.
I want to play with you with them.
We can't have 2 brain eggs playing with each other. That's unrealistic.
What? There's
if we had three of the same ones.
Well, I should just open my other box. I bought 2.
You can't open your other box?
I bought 2 sets as well, but I opened 1 box because I like to hold my toys in my hand.
I like to have them in a beautiful box that I cannot see the contents of.
The best part about these toys is that... you can't even see the
like it's packaged and such. Like normally, like little toys, you can keep them closed and you can see it
because they're in like a see through plasticky thing.
But these ones are because there's 4 of them. They package them facing each other.
Yeah,
and then there's a white wrapping thing around it. So I have like 2 white boxes that I can't see into.
They just said Justice League on them too.
If I didn't know what they were, I wouldn't know what they were.
God. Now, the cool thing about these toys is that They're not that great, but...
No, they're amazing.
They are amazing because they're Legion of Superhero toys, and I'm, like, fucking awesome. They're tiny and in my hand. But,
No, I wanted him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What's wrong with you?
I handed her a lightning lash.
What else was love, but I wanted Brainstorm.
She almost threw him across the room. She was so angry. So, the sculpts on these, they all have, specialized heads, like Garth's head, Lightning Lad's head is different from Coral's head, and they all have different heads from Imra. Imra has the, I'd say she's the lamest looking one, because her outfit's just like red with like a white shape on it, so there's not a lot of detail. But the one thing I like about these toys is that if you look at their little fisted hands, they have little rings painted on their fingers.
And it's just like a ghetto, like, spot of yellow paint.
It's so small, but I noticed it, and it made me really, really happy, because I think that's really cute.
Also, it's cute because they're, like, if you haven't seen the toys, they're, like, from that one episode of Justice League.
There's an episode of Superman that where Chameleon Boy and Cosmic Boy and Saturn Girl come and visit Superman. Mm-hmm. And then there's an episode of Justice League where Supergirl goes to the future and they help save the Legion of Superheroes.
Yeah.
And Brainiac is in that episode, Brainiac 5.
Yeah, so it's the him from that, which is great because he was adorable.
Yes,
that.
Yes. I mean, I'm surprised they did this because Garth is barely in it. He's in it for literally two frames. He says nothing. He just hits somebody with electricity. And you don't know that he's important or anything. But I like that they made the Founders and then graced us with a fourth.
They're like the only other one anyone cares about.
Yes. I mean, that's who we care about, but...
The only one anyone else in the world.
I'm surprised they didn't do
about.
Chameleon Boy, because he's actually in the animated episode. Yeah. But,
He was cute in that, too. That would have been cool.
That, yeah. Bouncy Boy's in it, too.
Whatever. I would have thrown the boxes if he'd have been in it.
You just wouldn't have bought the set. You just would have bought
the single. No, I would have bought him and thrown the boxes.
Just to abuse it.
Yes.
But,
The set tray wouldn't have opened them either. Because I have a Bouncy Boy from Burger King that I didn't open.
That's true. Kristen, as angry as Kristen is, she loves toys the most in the world.
More than any people I know.
But, yeah, we actually got ours before, Matthew.
Ooh,
but,
that's not really a burn. Yeah,
that's not really a burn. That's like losers. We should make Matthew our, like, podcast boyfriend or something, or, like, Legion.
I'm married.
Oh, that's right, you are. But it's like we could hyphenate it or put a space between the boy and the friend. You get what I'm saying?
This is our Legion friend who is a boy.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Oh.
So he could be, like,
it's a very long title.
Our honorary hyphenated, Legion boyfriend, because he is a super Legion nerd. If you
super future friend.
If you have any, yes, she's a, exactly, he's a super honorary super future friend.
Nice
boy version. I don't know why we're so sexist on this podcast,
but it's all you.
And so, if you ever want to know anything about the Legionnaires in crazy, amazing depth, you should read his hero histories, because we're just playing with our toys right now.
We are. You can't see us. I'm making Brainiac fly in a figure eight, and she is carefully making Imra stand and holding Lightning Lad and making them make out now. That had nothing to do with anything.
Hot.
We just both realized we were playing with them.
Yes. I guess they serve their toy function if I feel the need to play with them as soon as they're in my hands. So,
yes.
So, yeah, you should buy them, because... Because money speaks. And if we all keep buying them...
So I should buy more?
Yes.
And not open
them? No, I'll kill you! That's not even funny, because you would buy another set and then not open it.
You don't even understand the number of triplicate and quadruplicates of toys that I have in my closet. And I'll even have paint variant versions... And I'll buy duplicates of those, too, and I will not open any of them.
You realize now this is, like, recorded forever, and everyone will know forever. And even if you find a cure for whatever disease this is that
the
you have...
The cure will be, like, I'll make millions somehow. Someone will be
You're
like,
never going to sell any of these
I won't! Toys. That's the worst part! It's not even, like, I'm hoarding them to sell. It's like, I'm hoarding them because I'm insane.
So, on this... I like how we're making fun of Superman for being psychotic, but we're also psychotic. It's a It's a circle of life.
I can't crush someone's head in my hand, so...
Into a diamond.
Into a diamond. We should do that.
Shit. I wonder if you can crush tears into diamonds.
Are you... What was that from Dracula?
Yeah, Dracula.
He's not a vampire. That's completely different.
Or is he? Flight?
That's all he's got.
Okay, that's all he's got. Okay, never mind.
He's powered by the sun. That's the complete opposite.
That was close.
Not even.
All right.
This is veering into a violent...
This is horrible. This is the worst episode ever. We should just I should just title it The Worst Episode Ever. We're only on 23, but we've already had worse.
I'm already tired and old.
I was tired on page two.
I know.
Okay, well, I feel like there's nothing else. I feel like I had stuff to say, like, read more Rebels. Rebels is the shit.
Oh, shit.
You always say it in that voice.
I know, that's my voice for Rebels. Isn't that weird?
Rebels is the shit. It's got badass in it. It's fun to read and funny. Got a little Darlin in it, too.
Yay. Oh, yeah, she's adorable.
She's tiny.
I like that. Yeah.
Kills things.
It's I like cute. When little things are cute and they kill things.
Yes.
That's one of my favorite things.
Yes. What else? I guess that's it.
Yeah.
We know that the Legion will be in the next season of Smallville, but who knows when that starts. And
I'm scared.
I'm looking forward to just crying and crying and crying. Because what could possibly happen with Lois Lane in the future?
I'm hoping they'll say amazing things like Aqualad did. I'm hoping that
no.
they'll be wet and ready for him.
No! I was hoping you wouldn't say it. God damn.
I'm thinking it at every moment of every God. Day.
Horrible. But,
there's
something else I was supposed to say, but I don't remember.
I can't think of what that might possibly be.
No, there was something. No. No,
about
I'm not.
A comic?
About a comic. I have a feeling it was, like, Smallville related.
I can't imagine what, because it ended
in sadness.
Yeah,
and
we
tears.
Already had that conversation.
I did, like, no, I'll explain that, like, in the show notes. That's
what?
Nothing.
Well, now I want to know.
It's, that girl that helped me get onto the comic geek speak has, like, forums.
Oh.
And there's this, like, forum, and I was trapped in a vicious cycle of, like, trying to get onto this forum desperately, but they thought I was, like, a bot or something. I don't know.
You were trying so
hard. I was trying so hard to get onto this forum, and it just didn't want me. And but then I did. And this girl named Megan helped me get on the forum. Like, helped me, which is ridiculous, because I already had that guy's email, the Comic Geek Feast guy's email. But this is trailing off of nothing. But I said I would give her a present, and she wanted me to draw something from the Smallville episode. You saw it.
Oh, I did, yes.
Yes,
you drew Kyle's, and he looked very rugged. And
yes.
Awesome.
I don't remember what I was trying to, going to say.
Oh,
no.
You're just,
no.
You just, you know, when you're like Pa Kent. And you
no.
And
someone probably sent us an email telling us the secret of life.
Oh, maybe.
But thank you for all the emails you guys have been sending us. We're sorry that it's taken so long for us to make another episode. I'm sorry.
It's all her fault. Every day I'm like, we should record.
That's not how it is.
I'm usually taking a nap, and I'm like, leave me alone.
She beats me. Oh, God damn it. I'm going to, like, turn off the microphone, and then I'm going to remember what it was.
Well, you can record it later and add it in. I won't judge you.
Okay.
I will.
Yeah, you will.
I will.
Yeah. And everybody will know.
Everyone.
Everyone.
The hair would click or something
yeah.
as the recording stops and starts again.
God damn it. That is going to drive me crazy. I know it's like something.
We're going to have to edit out like hours of this. We're just rambling
yeah,
slowly.
This is horrible. Okay, well, thank you for the iTunes reviews, the people that have left them. That's awesome.
And thanks for, all the comments and emails.
You guys send us such nice emails. We
yeah,
get that like...
That was super nice. Like, crazy nice.
Super nice.
And sometimes we reply, and then sometimes we're lazy, but we still appreciate them very much. And we read them, and we giggle, and we read them out loud to each other.
Oh, that's what it was.
Oh,
the wrestler guy, the wrestler thing.
Oh,
in like in a past episode, we talked about how there was a wrestler. You talk about the wrestler. Huh,
I don't remember what you're talking about.
There was a wrestler. Okay.
A wrestler and some...
Superman fought a wrestler.
He fought him?
He fought
him.
He was like,
I like
for charity.
I this thing I probably talked about for like an hour.
He fought this wrestler, okay? He fought this wrestler.
Somebody...
emailed us and told us, explained that he was a real guy.
Yeah, he's real. He's real actually guy. Real.
And it was a very good drawing of him, too.
Actually. Yeah, yeah.
It's just like him.
It's really... Okay, here it is. Okay, so that Antonino guy is like... You know how we thought it was really weird that Superman was talking to him and things were really... It was just really weird. But it makes more sense if you know that guy is a real person.
Like
it
a kind famous of, real wrestler.
He's like a... It's kind of like Obama showing up and, and Eminem and showing up. It's funny, but it's true.
Yeah, it's true.
And like, you know, comic book with The Rock in it or something. It's kind of like that. Like Hulk Hogan or Mr. T shows up in a... in an issue. Mm-hmm. So it turns out that guy is a real wrestler, and we didn't know that. And somebody on like a website called Wrestling Classics linked to us, and a friend of the podcast, Thomas Linisi? Ex Nihil. He's from Ex Nihil on the forums. sent us, told us about this, there's actually this real life wrestler, and linked us to the link.
They linked us to the link.
They linked us to the link of someone else linking to us.
Oh.
Yeah.
That barely made sense. So someone in a wrestling forum linked to us because we were talking about that guy?
Yes.
Even though at the time we didn't know who that guy was
yes.
at all.
And Ex Nihil found these people talking about it.
And found out who the guy was via
yes.
that and
yes.
told us. Unless
yes.
he already knew, which I don't yes. know, he might have already known also.
Yes.
But that was
and
awesome.
That was,
I think
that was totally awesome. Yes.
Of that.
Yes.
So it's a small world after all.
Yes.
That was in the Marvel.
No, it's not.
The circle of life.
But it is really cool that happened.
Indeed. So thank you for giving us the information.
Yes. Thanks, Thomas.
Yes. Thank you.
I'm sure there's something else that I'm forgetting, but I'll edit it in later. If you want to comment on this amazing episode.
How long is this? This is like
17 really
hours.
Long. This is really long. If you want to comment on this, you can comment on where this is posted at superfuturefriends.blogspot.com, or you can send us an email at superfuturefriends@gmail.com, or you can write us iTunes reviews, which are awesome because they help people find the show, and because people are like, should I listen to the show? I don't know who these people are. What is a Super Future Friend? And you can tell them. We are Super Future Friends.
Nobody's asking.
No one's asking that. Okay. So, I think that's it. Sorry if I coughed a lot during this episode.
I didn't notice.
I think
to
you don't listen to me anyways. It means nothing.
All right. I'm not, though.
All right. So, bye, everybody.
Bye.